The Mike Missinelli Show.
Yeah. Lurch Stevens. Mike Missinelli. Mike. 97.5. We live. It's like coming to you live from City Line. You know the time. 2-6, Mikey Miss. 97.5. No matter where you at, tune into the show. I'm telling you, television, telephone, radio, let's go. He got the city on lock, and it ain't a question. Been on top a long time, and he's still flexing. Came a long way from the barrel that raised him, and never forgot where he came from. Cause he taking your calls, talking about y'all, talking about life, man, he talk about it all. Smooth on the mic like a fadeaway from Jordan. He turned into a beast when that lightsaber caught him. Top shelf, A1 guest around the globe. Best interviews and topics you didn't know. Sparring with callers, back and forth like a Google chat. His resume speaks for itself, yeah, you can Google that. Here he is, it's the man you've been waiting for. The sports talk author, Fonzarelli, Mike Missinelli. Yeah. Mike Missinelli.
Yeah, here it is, the smooth groove, the smooth Friday groove, the open to Mike Missinelli show on a Friday. Good afternoon, everybody. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. And Tyrone, you know what? The theme, Tyrone and Nat, the theme for today. Let me introduce the theme in a musical way. Ty?
Tell me something good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what we're going to do today. Tell me something good. For the last 3 days... It is very hot and heavy. And when you talk about hot and heavy issues, it's necessary, but it drains you. And I know a lot of people out there, okay, let's not go down that avenue today. Now, we will, because this is an open forum today. Whatever you feel you need to publish live on the radio today, we're good with. But I just want you to keep this in mind. Tell me something good, right? Something good that's happened in your life. We're bombarded with miserableness out in society today. So, you know, when I go home, I try to get, like, little things that make me feel good. Like, my tomato plant growing another foot. Or seeing my dog go crazy with a hose. Or just sitting there smoking a cigar with a glass of wine. You know, just something like that makes me feel good.
The little things.
Right, the very little things. Or what kind of dinner I can come up with tonight in my head.
That's nice.
Right? Stuff like that. That's what comforts me. All right. So whatever is in your life now that you can tell me something good, I think this is going to be great. We're going to take the pressure off of today's show. We're going to have a lot of fun. Now, the issues are still out there. You know what the issues are. And we talked about the Deshaun Jackson issue for 3 straight days. It's up now up to the Eagles and what they're going to do. When they do something, that'll be another discussion. But we're kind of coming off real heavy stuff, and we deserve an ice cream cone at this point.
I would love an ice cream cone.
Or Froyo, you know, go to one of those joints and crank that thing.
Fill
it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then pollute it with all kinds of gummy bears and Hershey bars and
sprinkles.
And toffee and all that stuff. All right. So I want you guys to tell me something good. Let's start it off by Natalie, you tell me something good.
Tell me, so my cousin is turning 40 tomorrow, and I'm going to see her for the first time since the pandemic.
Well, I'm really excited. All right, awesome.
Yeah, to see my family.
So you're going to see her?
Yes, happy birthday, Devin.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so, did I meet Devin?
I don't know if you met Devin. You probably did in my 30th.
Okay, yeah. So you guys are just going to hang and...
Gonna go, social distance in their backyard. They have a big house,
nice.
Devin and Josh. So he's a great cook, so I'm really excited to go and see my family. I'm so happy.
All right.
And their baby Jack.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
That really is. Tyrone, tell me something good.
Well,
you going to the pool this weekend?
That's the plan.
Uh-huh.
You know, the pool. The plan is to go to the pool this weekend. Take it easy both days. It would be nice if I had a baseball game, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just enjoy the pool and relax this weekend. It's not going to be as bad as today. Today's a washout, but tomorrow is supposed to be some clearing skies on Saturday and Sunday. Get some outside time, socially distanced. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So this is the type of thing. Whatever is good in your life, tell me something good. It might be something to do with your family. It might be something to do with you. That happened to you as you were engaging somewhere. You know, something good. And also today, we're gonna put you to the test. And we're going to hold a draft for every subject that I can think of. And here's the way.
Wait, what?
Yeah, this is a draft for every, and we'll probably stop it at 10, when we get 10. We'll stop. We'll go to another subject. Like, for instance, if I go to you, and I'll ask the people, okay, give me, you sit down at dinner, give me your top dinner entree that you would order. And you may say, filet mignon. Well, that's the first pick in the draft. Then I go to Ty, and then I go to you, and then I go to me. And then we go back to the audience. And at the end, we'll check our list to see what it looks like.
This is great.
It's like a little 10-item draft. And we'll do it for all kinds of subjects that I got lined up today. I got rock artists. I got hip-hop artists. I got movies. I got video games. I got board games. I've got top 10 companies. You can draft companies. Superheroes. Oh, I got all kinds of stuff today. So we'll just flow from one to the other.
I'm excited. No, I'm really excited.
I know. I love it.
Tell me something good show. So now, what else is going on? All right, so let's just talk about some sports here, because the Sixers they're there, okay? And Joel, you saw the video of Joel Embiid with the hazmat suit. I thought it was great because he's trolling. And so now we're there, and now the next step is we check on him Saturday, and then we get ready to play. We'll just kill some days, and we'll follow him through some scrimmages, whatever, exhibition games, and then we'll get to the real games. We'll get to the real eight, and we can almost touch it. Now, I know it's a tenuous situation. We don't know how long it's going to go. And in baseball, we look at baseball, things are happening where guys are deciding they're out. Buster Posey has decided he's opting out right now. That Buster Posey is for him probably an easy decision. He's got a child situation, plus he's banked a lot of money. He probably doesn't need to come out in this environment. So the Phillies so far, they're holding fast. And I guess the lone issue in Phillies camp is the JT Realmuto camp, and I'm not worried about that in the least. I know a lot of people are. A lot of people have angst, including Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about it at all. They're not going to lose them.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Really,
I think they lose. I think it's actually smart strategy.
I think what's going to happen is he's going to get to free agency, and then they're going to just make him mad, and I don't think at that point he takes the best deal. He takes a short-term deal with somebody else.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Players do stupid stuff when they're angry.
Well, if he wants to be stupid, that's on him. The Phillies are in a seat where they go, we're not going to lose him. Like, he'd be a fool. Like, if we'll offer more than whoever's going to offer money, he'd be a fool not to take that. He knows it. This is one chance to make money. He's not going to take a lesser deal.
I don't trust the Phillies.
Well, but you don't trust Major League Baseball either, because now if he doesn't ride along with what the Phillies are doing here, then he runs a risk of collusion where there's nothing out there on the open market for him.
That also, I think that's going to definitely happen.
And that's why they got him. Now, it's not fair, but it's what owners do. And John Middleton knows that if he has to pay him $23 million, he's going to pay him $23 million, but he doesn't have to offer that now.
That's
it's
true.
It's smart strategy. Now, I'm sure they think Bryce Harper's a pain in the butt, but he's keeping yapping about it, and I don't think they can be happy about that. But there's no way the Phillies will lose him. I have enough faith in that organization that they know they can't lose him. They're just playing a little money game right now.
All right.
So, relax. They'll be good.
Okay.
All right? All right, so here are the numbers. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. We're playing a draft in many different subjects today. At 4 o'clock, Brian Westbrook will be on. So we will talk about the Deshaun Jackson situation with Brian Westbrook for obvious reasons. He's plugged in. He'll have some opinions on this, both as a black man and as a football player, and what the Eagles should do here. So we'll definitely revisit it. And if you want to revisit it, that's fine by me. Like I say, everything is open today on what you want to talk about. And I can only suggest that you tell me something good. There it is. And of course, that's Rufus Shaka and not Solo Shaka.
Yes.
Yeah. Now what? Now you just told me you bought the vinyl album. I had the Rufus album. I still remember the cover because they're all kind of like on the cover. And she's in the middle, and she's kind of leaning on somebody,
yeah.
Right?
That's the cover? That is absolutely the cover.
Yeah, I remember the cover vividly. And I had the album, and off back, all my vinyl's gone. So you got it on vinyl. Now, yeah. Let me ask you this question about this vinyl thing. Are you playing these on a turntable?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, I don't have as much time as I would like, but uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I shouldn't say I'm not one of these guys that's digging into crates all the time.
Yeah.
But when I pick my spots, and I go in and get three or four at a time, and I try to mix up the genre. So I'll get like an original Miles Davis. I'll get a Pink Floyd, for uh-huh. example. And then I'll get something like that on a go. And then if I can get any European pressing of like the Beatles or something, huh. I'll try to grab that.
And the vinyl sound does what for you? It you enjoy the sound of it? Is that the reason why you're doing it?
For me, it helps with the attention span, because this job requires, you know, been doing it forever, so much multitasking.
Yeah.
And now with your phone with the music, you're too likely to skip sometimes. And you're going and searching uh-huh. for something. It allows me to just play it and let it play.
Listen to the whole album, like the old days.
Right, then flip it over and listen to that album. That does something for me.
No, that does something for me, too. And I can't... You see, I saved all that stuff. I had a Yamaha receiver and a Philips turntable that had the sensor button that you would just touch it and a green light would come on.
Oh, that's nice.
And work the turntable. Yeah, I still have them, but I got rid of my vinyl. Like, I got it lost in the wind.
And I got a lot of my dad's records. He had them and didn't have a player anymore. So I went and raided his. So all the Parliament Funkadelic records that I was not allowed to touch as a kid because mm-hmm. he told me he'd kill me, I have those now. And Isley Brothers and Ohio Players. I have all those records.
That was all my college stuff. There was a place in State College called West Stereo. And they had all the top-end equipment. And I saved and saved. And I got these components exactly what I wanted with the speaker. You know?
Yeah, it's nice. They had the big speakers.
Yeah, I was all set up. All right. 610-632-0975. It is the Mike Missanelli Show. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
4 o'clock hour on a Friday. It's a special hour. Brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop that created jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. And they also bring us our regular Friday guest. He joins us from 4 to 5 every Friday. He is the grade number 36, Mr. Brian Westbrook. Hello, Brian Westbrook.
Good afternoon, Mike. Good afternoon. How are you doing, my friend?
We're doing good. How's life on the farm?
Life is not bad. Life is still good. I can't complain. You know, still enjoying it. Still the family's still together. My wife hasn't left me yet, so things are going well.
I like it, man. I like it, and all the activities you guys do with the kids, it's a beautiful thing. So we have some interesting issues to talk about, and you've been following the story all week, I guess, and we've had a lot of heated discussions and people that were really involved in commentary on this particular situation, the Deshaun Jackson post, the Instagram post, and all the fallout now that comes with it. First of all, your opinion on the post in the first place.
Well, I gotta give some background to everything that I'm going to say, just so we're 100% clear. I met Deshaun Jackson, must have been 08 when he was drafted here. Mm-hmm. And I met his family, his brother, met his mom and his dad. So I know the family decently well for somebody that I played with. And obviously I was around when his father passed away, certainly had an effect on Deshaun. My mom knows his mother very well. They spent time together, and I talked to his mother from time to time. On social media. So I know Deshaun fairly well. And I feel like I know the makeup of the kid. So I preface everything that I say from then, because that's where I'm coming from. I'm knowing this young man, you know, when I was phasing out of the league, he was coming into the league, the person that I knew then. And obviously that's 12 years ago. So there's a bunch of time in between for anyone to develop any types of habits or anything like that. So I start by saying that the person that I know, DeSean Jackson, is a respectful. I think he is obviously not a racist, in my opinion. I think that he made a terrible, terrible mistake. And everything that he said, you know, of course, it's not right. It's all wrong. It should never be said. It's blatantly wrong. It's offensive. And in the moment in time that we're in, where everyone is trying to bring together unity, I think in his mind, his statement was trying to do that. And I'm just going to give you what I think. Again, I have not talked to DeSean, and I don't know this, but this is what I think what he was trying to say, is that there's a view, especially from a black person's view, that the Jewish community is held together, and they come together and they work together very well. And because of that, they've been very successful. On the opposite side, I think that in the black community, we need to do a better job of working together in holding each other up. And obviously that would include not killing each other and all the different things that go on in the black community as well. And I think he was trying to emphasize that not that the Jewish people are bad by any way. Not, of course, you have the Hitler quote and all that, that should not have been in there. But I think his main focus, this is my opinion, again, was that the Jewish community, they stay together, that they do a good job of obviously making money, they supporting each other, and that the black community needs to be more closer aligned to those values than what we have currently going on at this point. Now, and I say all that because he didn't seem to mention any of that. I think that's what he was trying to say. And then he goes completely left with all the other comments about Hitler and all these other types of things where it's obvious. I don't need to tell people that it's wrong, because it's obvious that he's wrong for saying all those things. And I know that he understands that at this point. But I think, again, my opinion, I think that's what DeSean was trying to say. And he, the way that he said it, and this is a smart young man, so he's not a dummy. He's not a guy, just a football jock, and he's an older guy. So he has to do a better job of explaining himself. He has to do a better job of you picking his words the right way. And that's something that we all have to do a better job of doing at certain points in our life. And this will be certainly a learning lesson for DeSean. And listen, I am one that has made mistakes throughout my life. And I thank goodness they have not been on Twitter or Instagram or social media, not been out in the public for everyone to kind of break down and look at. But I'm also one that's going to say, hey, man, I made a mistake. I'm going to apologize. I was absolutely wrong. And I hope that people can understand that. I hope people can forgive. And I think the same thing for DeSean Jackson. I hope people that they can forgive him. I hope they can say, you know what, this was something, a small blip in a long life of some of the great deeds he's done for a lot of different communities, including Philadelphia. And hopefully he can get back on the right track and right a lot of the wrongs that he's kind of done with some of these comments.
Right. That was very well said. Now, you know, there will be a semblance of people who are not going to forgive, and that's totally up to Absolutely. Them the way they want to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we can go through various examples of athletes in the past. Now, what happens now with the Eagles is interesting, because there already is a this is why they have to handle it delicately, and this is why I want to get your view. If you're called in to give some feedback on this type of thing, because there is a precedent of not suspending a guy, not disciplining a guy with the Riley Cooper situation. And so in this climate, if you were to take punitive actions against DeSean, then you would have to face the music for that based on the hypocrisy. So the Eagles, I think, are trying to handle it, and you see DeSean is accepting meetings with rabbis and the Holocaust survivors and Julian Edelman and the whole thing, and so when they chart a course here, do you think that would be the thing that best resonates with the majority of people?
Well, I don't know that. If you're the Eagles, you are certainly trying to do things that are in the best interest of the majority of the people. And I say that kind of with all due respect. I just believe that you want to do things, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, the same way that you've always done them. in the best interest of your team.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's what I meant, the fan base, but in the best interest of the fan base as customers.
Well, I don't necessarily, again, that's actually my point. I don't know that they necessarily do things with in the best interest of the fan base. I think they do things which they feel is in the best interest of the team. And I'm not saying it in a negative way. I just think that that's what a lot of sports teams do. We're going to do things that, you know, hopefully appease the fans. But at the same time, we're looking out for number one. And the number one is the Philadelphia Eagles and their brand. Mm-hmm. And I think that Jeffrey Lurie and his team and Howie Roseman certainly is included in that. They're going to do things that look out for the best interest of the team. And I think that is getting Deshaun, you know, the knowledge and understanding of the Jewish community, you know, and the things that they've gone through and all those different things that Deshaun, he'll go on his apology tour, which he's already started. As far as suspending him for games, I don't see that happening because just like you mentioned, the precedent has already been set. But I also think that they will fine him significantly. And I'm talking about significantly to the point where it hurts. And for an NFL player, you know, to me, that's at least six figures, but that's a significant amount of money where it hurts and he won't make that mistake again. So that's where I think the team goes. I don't know that. I just don't see them cutting them by any way. And, you know, this thing, there has been so many bad things that have happened in sports and not just with the Eagles in sports. And guys have been suspended for it. Guys have just been punished monetarily for it. I think in this case, he certainly needs to be punished monetarily. I don't see them suspending him.
You don't think they'll suspend him?
Not at all. No, I don't.
Okay.
No. And let me ask you this, Mike. If you were a player on the team and they decided to suspend you, and obviously you understand what happened with Riley Cooper, things like that. I mean, how would you feel? How would you feel for Deshaun? And how would you feel for yourself?
Well, it's an unfair bargain. But here's the thing, that the balancing act. I'm not a Jewish man. And Jeffrey Lurie is, and Howie Roseman is. And so they have people to answer to also. So this becomes a more concentrated dilemma for these guys. Like, what do they do here? Now, this is why I say, like, the education route, I'm not sure anybody can argue with that. And so to me, that's the best way to handle it. Because if they do suspend them, they can say, well, listen, the climate is too hot now for us not to take any action at all. But then you go, well, it's the Black Lives Matter thing that's the hottest. So if you're going to suspend a black man and not a white man, how do you get away with that?
I would say this, Mike. I would say that for a black man, that the climate has always been hot. So when I heard what Riley Cooper said 7 years ago, the climate was hot then. And obviously I know because of the deaths by the police hands and the Black Lives Matter, I understand how it's been increased. But it was pretty hot when Riley Cooper said his thing, too.
There's no question about it. At the time, I was on this radio station to say he absolutely should be cut from this team. But it's sad that it wasn't as hot back then as it is now. But the fact is, it is at an all-time boiling point right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they can go, we have to act because the climate is such, or they can go, we don't have to act because the climate is such, because what we're doing now is piling on since we didn't suspend a white man several years ago. So that's why I say they have to walk these coals where they have to answer to their people, but also do the right thing to kind of blend this whole thing out.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. I think that the person that I know, Jeffrey Lurie and Howie, they are more about, and I don't want to say that Deshaun needs reform, but more about educating him, more about letting him know where he stepped in the wrong direction. And now, then after that, if something else comes up, then of course, then you have the strict punishment, the suspension or being cut. But at this point, it sounds like, and it seems like, they're more interested in reforming the guy, educating Deshaun Jackson, and then allowing him to go play. It is the idea that I've gotten over the last course of the week or so.
All right, I want to get some phone calls in here because I know people want to discuss this with all of us here. We've been heavy for the last 3 days. Today we tried to lighten it up a little bit, but obviously we want to talk about it with you here. So let's go to Corey in Virginia. Corey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks for taking the call, Mike. B. West, Natalie, Tyrone. Great show y'all are doing today. But what I wanted to get to was the Deshaun Jackson topic. Now, I'm going to first start by saying, I understand the point that he was trying to make, but when you, like they said, when you reference Hitler to it, just kind of all falls on deaf ears. But I think my biggest question about it is, our president of the United States recently just tweeted a video in regards to people, you know, white power, and it seems that we're holding athletes, some celebrities, to a higher standard, or the outrage that we get is more for those guys than it is for the leader of the country.
Well, we're not doing that as
not
a,
you guys. Not
the, well, not, there are a lot of people on the other side of that. The people that are enabling that are sycophants to the president. So it's not like there are a lot of people on the other side trying to make a difference opposite that whole thing. And I understand your point, because it ticks me off, too. It ticks me off when somebody will call this radio station and get broiled about something that Stephen Jackson said and then give no regard to what the White House says every day.
Correct.
So I got you there.
Okay. It just, you know, I was hearing a lot of callers, and I, you know, rightfully so. I think, like you pointed out the other day, we get what he was trying to say, and you got to be a little more educated in making, you know, statements or retweeting things or on your Instagram, and understand the platforms you have. And like the caller said earlier, who was in the military, much like myself, you know, did my time in the Air Force, and it's just kind of one of those, you understand what everybody talks about fighting for and togetherness, but right now, and I think it's just, you know, it sounds like he's trying to make the right necessary steps to, you know, I guess kind of make up for it. But like I said, that was just my biggest question about it. Why did it seem like so?
No, Corey, I hear you. There's a major hypocrisy in that. But let's say the supporters of someone who would foster a racial division are in their own little box. And there are a lot of people outside that little box that recognize what's going on. Mario in Sicklerville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mario.
Good afternoon, Mike.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. Thank you for the opportunity to chat with you today. Jackson got to go.
Okay, explain why.
Well, he's got to go. He should not be playing professional football and with the... with a language and tone like this. I mean, if we don't know what happened to the Jewish population, when just about 6 million people got killed, and people make these kind of comments in 2020, it shows you the lack of sensitivity, the lack of knowledge, and the lack of appreciation for life in general. So someone to make comments like this, especially at the time when we keep promoting that Black Lives Matter. Honestly, all lives matter. It's not just black. We don't live in a society that is just black and white. Some people would like to feel like it is, and sometimes it feels like it is a black and white. But
Mario, let me ask you this, though, because here's the problem. It's not as simple as that. The Eagles have an example out there where they did not act when somebody had a viciously ugly racist rant captured on video and played for everybody. So you, as a business, you have to take that into consideration. You didn't act then. How's it going to look if you act now? I'm not disagreeing with the ugliness of his statement. But you see where I'm going with this.
Yes, I do. But we live in different times.
Well, it's not like 75 years ago here. We're talking about in the last 5 years that happened.
We're taking the statues of Christopher Columbus. We're taking statues of U.S. Grant. We want to take statues of Donald Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, well, all right, Mario. Yeah, you got to understand the issue a little deeper, I think. But
there's a lot more to the issue than just that. You know what, Mike? I mean, this is what I and I think one thing that he said, a couple of things he said was true, that there was a lack of sensitivity on Deshaun's part, which I think it absolutely was. And there probably was a lack of knowledge. And I would probably think that it probably was as well. And listen, That's why Deshaun's talking to the rabbi. That's why the Howie and Jeffrey Lurie have him trying to educate himself. Again, this is a learning experience for him. And I'm going to tell you right now, and this is simple. Deshaun is a grown man, right? But he still has a lot of growing to do. I grew a lot between that time I was Deshaun's age to the time I'm 40 right now. I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot. And he still has a lot of learning to do. And if you're telling me that we're judging this man solely on this one issue, and then I think that's a problem. I think that we have to be compassionate enough to talk about sensitive and sensitive enough that understand that he probably made a mistake. And now we have to figure out a way to punish him and then move forward. And I think that's what the Eagles are going to end up
doing. Yeah, I agree with you. And the lack of knowledge thing is something that I get tripped up on, because I understand that's where it came from. But I go, well, to me, he's at a stage of his life where there's no way he can have a lack of knowledge when it comes to something that fundamental. And that's where I kind of back off of it, where I go, okay, yeah, it was ignorant, it was a lack of knowledge, and he needs to learn. Deshaun Jackson is a guy that's been around. He's had the benefit of traveling in higher circles. He was raised in a stable environment. I did meet his parents. He did go to Cal, where he may not have been the graduated with Phi Beta Kappa from Cal, but he still was on a campus that was a liberal campus that expressed open-mindedness. So that's where I was most disappointed. It was some kid who didn't know anything about anything. Then I go, okay, obviously that's a lack of knowledge, and that man needs to be educated.
You know, and I absolutely agree with you. One of the things that that happens a lot is we compare our suffering, and the Jewish community, the Black community, we like to compare our suffering, which I think is wrong. And I also think that there are a lot of people that feel, and this happens a lot, in whether it's the racial lines or gender lines, that in order for myself, for me to be uplifted, I got to push you down, right?
Yeah.
To feel higher than you, I got to push you down in the process. And I don't think that is the truth. And I think, in a way, it kind of came out in some of the Deshaun statements as well. And it just doesn't have to be that way. And that's something that we have to fix as a society as well.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ed in Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ed?
Mike, Brian, how are both of you?
What's going on, Ed? How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I was hoping to get in ahead of this topic because, as you know, Mike, you've been talking about it all week, and I think that Brian spoke on it quite accurately. I think that one mistake does not make the man, and we have a president that gets on the internet and posts stupid stuff. So we made a mistake. I'm kind of past it. I believe what Brian said, that he may get a fine, but he will not be suspended any games.
I agree. That's going to be the resolution.
And I also think it's a feel-good Friday, Mike.
It is a feel-good Friday, Brian. Today, Ty, play. There you go. We're asking people to tell me something good. So Ed,
I'll tell you something good.
Tell me something good, Ed.
Comfortable shoes.
Comfortable shoes?
Yeah.
You're telling me something good. So you have a closet full of comfortable shoes?
No, I my foot actually grew to an 11 from a 10.5, and I was wearing 10.5s at the new job, and I walked 10 miles a day. And foot pain is no joke. Bottom line is, measure the foot. It's now a true 11. Comfortable shoes, Mike.
Wait. As an adult, your foot grew?
Yeah. From all that walking.
From walking. You walk 10 miles a day.
Yeah.
Wow, you have my admiration.
As an Amazon.
That's a lot of walking. That's an awful lot.
It really is.
I will, Ed, I'm going to agree with you, though, because I've worn shoes that seem like they were the right size, and then you wear them a little bit longer, and then you're like, you know what? I have that foot pain. In fact, I'm thinking about back to my prom. I wanted to wear a nice white suit, and I had cowboy boots, nice snakeskin boots. And because I was young and dumb, I didn't realize I needed to stretch them a little bit. And I'm talking about the pain that I had throughout my entire prom was terrible. So, yeah, I understand that foot pain altogether.
I cannot stand it. And, Mike, I'll just close real quick. Rolling Stones has got to be my pick.
You're going to go Rolling Stones. Yeah, I was just going to ask you for your pick. I was waiting for the Stones to come up. So that with the fifth pick, you picked the Rolling Stones.
saw them too many times to not put them on the list. They're a great, great live show. And, Mike, I just want to tell you, the reason that Robin is not afraid of your dog is because every year robins get real defensive about the nest right now, and they'll dip a wing, they'll take on a dog, they'll do anything to keep you from going near the eggs.
Yeah, but these robins aren't near their eggs anyway. They're just wandering. They're just ballsy in general.
They're ballsy to keep you away from the eggs.
All right. Thanks, Ed. All right. So, Brian, we're doing this top 10 draft on various subjects. And we just happen to be in rock bands now. Do you want in on this? We're doing hip hop next. So, you can weigh on this. So, Tyrone, it's your pick, the sixth pick. So far it's picked Guns N' Roses, Queens of Stone Age, Queen, Beatles, Rolling Stones. Ty, what do you got with the sixth selection?
I'm going to go Pink Floyd here.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it's all about me. I'm not.
Yeah, it's fine. This is all subjective. But listen, Pink Floyd would be right in that spot anyway.
Yes, they would be in that. That's around where they would be picked anyway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Natalie, your selection at seven.
I'm going to go AC/DC.
AC/DC in the seventh slot.
A lot of people would.
I can't believe at the A slot I got a bargain with Led Zeppelin, Tyrone. Oh, the Led last of the eighth selection.
That's fantastic. Now, if I was going by the masses, I would have taken Led Zeppelin over Pink Floyd because most people have Led Zeppelin above them.
Certainly.
I just don't. And I told you for this, I'm going my own stuff.
That's fine. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll finish it. We had the caller, and then Tyrone closes out, and then we'll go the hip-hop draft is coming up. And you can climb in at 610-632-0975. Brian Westbrook on the line until 5 o'clock on the Mike Missinelli Show. Check in with us. We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All righty, it's time for sound off. Yeah, we didn't even have time to discuss the controversy involving Woj today.
Oh yeah.
Okay, maybe next week. He told the senator, "Bleep you," and well, but that's we don't have enough time. It's because it's time for sound off. We wrap up the week with sound off, and we compile calls that we've gotten all week to come up with a sound off. 610-771-9705 is how you reach our sound off line. So let's get right to it. See what we have.
Hey, Deshaun. All this is, you got to take this L. Just like Drew Brees had to take this L, you got to take this L, bruh. Like, it is what it is. You have to be smarter before you repost if that's not your intention. You just got to take this L, man. That's all there is to it.
I think he's taking the L, except for the liking of the Dr. Umar thing. I think he's following along what I think the Eagles would like him to do, and meeting with people and visiting with rabbis and going to the Holocaust Museum. So I think he knows what he needs to do.
I've always had a great deal of respect for Julian Edelman. And his message to Deshaun today was, I don't even have the words to describe it. I mean, powerful, beautiful, brilliant.
Yeah, and that was a nice thing. He did the reach out, and he learns from Deshaun. Deshaun learns from him. I think it's a good way to build bridges and mend fences.
And he called him. Deshaun did call him right away, so he didn't.
That's good.
Yeah.
There is no excuse for Deshaun Jackson, first of all, with all the stuff that's going on, to put out a statement like that, and all the trouble we're having now with these protests and all that, and then to say something against the Jewish community. I think he should be cut.
That's your opinion? I'm sure a lot of people have the same opinion. That's not going to happen for a multitude of reasons, so we just have to look at the education part of this and be satisfied with it. And if you want to root for him, fine. If you don't want to root for him, it's up to you.
Sure, Mike. Everyone's talking about the season starting back up, basketball, hockey, what have you. I'm just wondering, what they're going to do after someone wins the championship? Is there going to be a parade? Is it not going to be a parade? Because I know for sure if the Sixers win the championship or the Flyers, we're having a parade no matter what.
No, there won't be a parade. There won't be a parade because, like, by then, I don't know, we'll be clear enough to have a parade. I don't know if there will be any need to have a parade. You can. It's not a genuine championship. It's a championship. We can feel proud about it. I don't think it's parade-worthy to have a championship after a shortened season. Do you?
Yeah, they played 60-some games. Not a resuming. They played 70-some games.
All right.
They did a parade after the 50 games.
Parade will be a little tainted for me. I like the championship part of it. I won't.
This is Philadelphia. We have parades for everything.
I know. I don't know. Do you think it's going to be by then?
No.
Do you think we have thousands on the streets?
October, no.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to, but.
They might do it anyway.
I'm okay if they win and it wouldn't be a parade. I'd just be satisfied with the title.
Deshaun Jackson should be kicked out of the league, period, the end. I am a Jewish man, and he should be kicked out of the league. I am offended as a Jewish person, and I will not stop until he is kicked out of the league, period.
Well, you're entitled to have your view. I don't know what you can do to have him kicked out of the league. I don't know if you have that kind of power, but if that's your view, and you're entitled to it.
The easiest bet in the world is the Phillies and the under. There's no way they're going to win 32 games with miserable Jake Arrieta, Vinny, and Effie at the end of the rotation. They have a gauntlet of a schedule. Please, make yourself some money and bet the under.
I'm inclined to add a few shekels to that man's bet, frankly, but I won't.
Isn't Deshaun Jackson doing exactly what you're not supposed to do? And that's judging people by the color of their skin or their race and not their character?
Well, he made a mistake. All right. I don't know what more to say about it. He made a mistake. He should have known better. I think it's a fundamental thing you should know. I think that he was trying to join a black supportive movement, and he didn't do it the right way.
Mike, what's up, man? I need a violation ruling. Buddy of mine at work told me recently that he has never seen an episode of Jeopardy. That's a violation, right?
It's hard for me to believe that.
How is that even possible?
Frankly, but I don't know. It comes on 7 o'clock, convenient time. You would think you would sit in on one of them.
I'm one?
Yeah. I don't know why. I can't explain that one. It's a violation. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are you looking
for? Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
See you later.
Well, maybe it's a self-protection mode. that guy not seeing Jeopardy because he figures that he's too insecure and he wouldn't know the answer, so he's going to protect himself from not feeling stupid.
You have to see at least one clue. Yeah,
it could be that. Devon Givens right here on 97.5 The Fanatic for your evening. And on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the Allen Iverson special followed by Sixers Pacers from November. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.